This is 10 to Then, searching out the future alongside Kings. 10 to Then is brought to you by TPEX, 10th Person and Future Imagining for Decision Makers. It is September the 25th, 2023. This episode is entitled Why This? An Introduction to This Podcast. Why does this podcast exist? This podcast exists in support of a consultancy that I'm in the process of trying to build called TPEX. This consultancy itself was inspired by a remarkable image I saw. Perhaps you saw it as well, a picture of the Goldman Sachs building on Manhattan Island, just as Hurricane Sandy had passed by. This is in 2012. And there, the building is lit up while everything else around it is dark. Now, perhaps in the fullness of time, we will come to talk about businesses like that and things like that. I don't know. It'll depend on where this goes. This isn't so much a critique of any injustice or anything like that, but rather just an observation that they had imagined something that could have happened and decided to put something in place to make sure it wasn't a problem. Now, with unlimited resources, which they don't have, but they probably do have, they were able to keep the lights on even as the rest of the infrastructure of a major city in arguably the leading nation in the world at the time, and perhaps still, they could do it. And that inspired me to think, is it possible that other businesses and other institutions could do this as well? How often do we just hear remarks like, oh, we never imagined that? And as a consequence, systems stop working. Flippantly, I think of in the UK, we always have a joke that in the south of England, when it snows, everything stops, even if the snow only falls for about a minute and none of it actually lies on the ground. It's a little bit flippant, but you kind of get the idea. I actually think that many of these situations, while unimaginable in terms of what they are, quite often actually their consequences manifest into a very similar sort of space. If you have a business, just imagine that tomorrow your building is not there. Now, in actual fact, not so many years ago, we got to really explore that idea and live it, didn't we, as we looked at COVID. And it was interesting as different parts of the world responded in different ways and as our different news sources and resources that we had available to us really kind of changed the way that we were able to handle that situation and the preparation we could have to that situation. I was pessimistic as COVID arrived. I remember reading about it before in 2019, before Christmas, and seeing the turmoil that was already beginning in the Far East at the time, and thinking, wow, is that going to come here? What's it going to be like? And I spent a little bit of that Christmas break preparing for the work I was doing at the time, so I would have a bit of resilience if the building that I worked in was to close. And it did, and I was able to fall back onto those plans, and it was incredibly useful and incredibly helpful having that in place. And that all inspired me. Those experiences, that picture, that experience there inspired me to start to think about these things more seriously. And that's what I've been spending increasingly my time doing, is thinking on these things here. And my hope here is in this podcast to share some of my thinking on those things that you might find it useful, and also that we might help to build a more resilient society for the benefit of all people. So, typically, and here I'm going to try and keep to 10 minutes most of the time in these kind of episodes here, I'm going to typically work under a kind of an introductory heading, then I'm going to talk a little bit about the 10th person consultancy. I'll talk more about the inspiration behind that perhaps a little bit more in the future, but the idea of 10th person consultancy is that we seek to provide an opposing opinion as much as possible. And if you're ever in a situation where you can't find anybody who disagrees with you, then we are able to help. That is something that we love to do. We will work out how to disagree with you to make sure that you've considered everything in that way there. In our current domain, certainly in the UK, there's lots of things, we have lots of disagreement at the moment within the public domain and things like that. Let me, in terms of our 10th person consulting, so let me just suggest a couple of ones here really quickly. This past week, we've had lots of kind of climate change, kind of net zero targets that the government is kind of moving on. And this is a moment here, regardless of your opinion on any of those things, this is the moment probably to get the insulation sorted out. If you're a landlord, you've got multiple properties, energy efficiency, it doesn't matter if you're using a heat pump or a gas burner, it's going to be cheaper if your building is better insulated. And that industry's had a little bit of a shock, and as a consequence, there'll be opportunities in that space that are probably worth taking advantage of. In the larger scale things, another thing that we're considering at the moment is perhaps the possibility of a general election before Christmas. Now, the expectation was there would be general election perhaps still a year away. There's been a lot of chatter about it maybe being perhaps around about Easter or May in 2024. But we're still not certain that there couldn't be a very quick one called as a snap election to come perhaps in December. Our thinking behind it, just to sketch it really quickly for you, we believe that there is a mortgage problem in the UK. As more and more people come off their fixed deals, they're going to go into new fixed deals, which are going to be astronomically more expensive. That process hasn't really started. We probably have another 18 months of that really kicking in, which means that it's kind of hard to see the economic headwinds improving anytime soon. So I think there's a big argument on that basis alone for going early with an election as well. Another aspect to it would be the state of the opposition in terms of declared policy and intent. Perhaps they have it all ready to go, in which case it's going to be a challenge to communicate it quickly. But there is an opportunity there to call the election, to do it now before the economic headwind really hits the economy in kind of the middle of 2024 would be our guess on that number at the moment there. That'd be a great, there's opportunity there maybe to move in that kind of way. And with an opposition who are yet to really define themselves, you can rob them of the time to develop that story as they wish to develop it. Finally, in our future imagining thinking, in terms of our national futures imagining, we're really interested in what else you could do with a track of line between London and Manchester. Now, this is obviously HS2 related. We would still give the opinion that HS2 is a good idea, and an increase of capacity in itself is a good idea. Does it need to be high speed? Probably not. Would it be strange to build it not high speed? Probably so. Maybe there's a negotiation there. Maybe that is the thing that should be targeted. Maybe we will see an announcement for standard speed rail and just the increase in capacity, with perhaps the potential of a alignment which is suitable for high speed as a later addition. We don't do the numbers on these kind of things. We just pose these ideas on that there as well. I suspect the savings are marginal, but perhaps that would be the way to do it as well. We're also, like everybody, increasingly interested, fascinated, and also alarmed and terrified by the rise of what are colloquially known as the AI systems and the idea of the Aligned General Intelligences, the AGIs. However, we do note that currently most implementations that we're working with are actually just machine learning or large language model systems. These are not artificial intelligence systems as we kind of read about or see in movies destroying humanity. However, these are the building blocks of the likely emergence of those systems. And while a genuine artificial intelligence may yet remain impossible, a terrifyingly powerful misaligned general intelligence system is dangerous. And we imagine those coming soon, very soon, either aligned or misaligned. And actually, that will become an extension of the question of one man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist. How would we know if a AGI is appropriately aligned? And if it was an adversarial one, would it not need to be appropriately misaligned? There's interesting questions there, and I'm sure we'll come back to talk about those issues and make mention of those issues again as well. So hope you've enjoyed our first episode. Our intention perhaps is to go one a week. We'll see how that goes. You never know if these things do you still sound like that. I'm Scott. And if you'd like to reach out, more than welcome to do so. You can find out more about us at tpex.co.uk. Have a great day. That was 10 to Then, brought to you by TPEX, helping your business imagine the future and succeed.